So you need to have a definition of how to use that module, that class, and that's sometimes called the API, the Application Programming Interface, and what that interface will tell to other people who want to declare and to create instances of this class is what are the variables that they can access, because sometimes you do allow people to access variables. Sometimes you hide them for data encapsulation. And what are the methods that the other programmers can use to operate on objects of this class? And the instance variables and the methods that other people are allowed to use when they create objects of this class are created with a keyword called public. So here's an example of part of the interface for a class called date, which actually exists in the Java language. It's a public class, so other people can use it. And it actually, in its own definition, it has a bunch of instance variables, but they are all kept private. None of them are made public. So the instance variables are not part of this API. This is the public interface. But there are a set of methods that people can use to operate on things of class date. And the way that you create instances of a class date is that you call special methods called constructors, which have the same name as the class. So here's two constructors. They're both called dates, and that's okay. You are allowed to have more than one constructor, and they are different because they have different numbers and types of arguments that are allowed. They will behave the same in that they will create an instance of the class date. And in fact, the constructor date without any arguments constructs a date which whose value is the current date and current time. On the other hand, you can call this constructor, which will construct a date within a year, month, and day which you give it. So you can use these two constructors to construct different kinds of dates. Once you've created a date, how do you use it? Well, you're allowed to use a whole list of other methods, and I've only listed a few of them here. Some of them do things like access the data. So, for example, if you have a variable that you've created, which is a date, you can say get hours and get back the hour part of that date, or you can say get year or get month and so on. If you want to change the date or change parts of the date, you also have a set of methods to do that. These are called the mutator methods. So there's a set of methods like set hour, set year, set month, which allow you to change parts of the date. So even though you can't access the instance variables directly, which hold the value of the date, there's a set of methods supplied to you that allow you to change pieces and to get at pieces. There are other public methods. An example is a method called after, which if you give it another date as an argument, will compute if that date falls after the date that's the instance of this class, and give a Boolean result, true or false, depending on whether that's true or false. So notice that this is just the public interface for how people use this class. In the actual class definition of the Java date class, there is a whole set of instance variables which are not made public, which keep the year, the month, the day, the hours, the seconds of each date which is created. There may be other methods which are also not made public, which are just kind of helper subroutines used internally in the module.